one time I felt just like Christian felt. But after today, I don't feel anything because the biggest majority of people that live here were white. And I know it really hurt my heart.
Broke
my heart to think that all of these years that these white people have been with us, and they're not a part of us. So we might as well end it now, because I don't see...
So, the congressman has been murdered.
What a legacy. But the Red Brigade's the only ones that ever made any sense anyway. They invaded our privacy. They came into our home. They followed us 6,000 miles away. The Red Brigade showed them justice. The congressman's dead. Please get us some medication. It's simple. There's no convulsions with it. It's just simple. Just please get it. Before it's too late, the GDF will be here. I tell you, get moving.
Don't be afraid to die.
You'll see if these people land out here, they'll torture some of our children here. They'll torture our people. They'll torture our seniors. We cannot have this. Are you going to separate yourself from whoever shot the congressman? I don't know who shot him. Speaker peaced and those had a right to go, and they had a right to... How many are dead? Oh, God Almighty, God Almighty. Patty Parks is dead. I don't know how in the world ever to write about us. It's just too late. The congressman's dead. The congressman's dead. Many of our traitors are dead. They're all laying out their dead. I didn't, but my people did. They're my people. And they've been provoked too much. What's happened here has been too, but this has been an act of provocation.
If there's any way it's possible to have them to give Ted something to take him, I'm satisfied, okay?
Okay.
I said, if there's any way we can do to have them to give Ted something so he won't have to let him go through, okay? And I'm satisfied.
That's fine. Yes.
I appreciate you for everything. You're the only, and I appreciate you.
Please, can we hasten with that medication? You don't know what you've done. I tried. If they saw it happen and ran in the bush and dropped the machine gun, time in my life. But there'll be more. Are you going to get the medication here? You got to move. Marshall, there's about 40 minutes.
You have to move, and the people that are standing there in the aisle go stay in the radio room yard. So everybody get behind the table and back this way, okay? There's nothing to worry about. Everybody keep calm and try to keep your children calm. And the older children will help love the little children and reassure them. I'm crying from pain. It's just a little bitter tasting, but they're not crying out of any pain. Aaron McGowan, can I please see you back?
I used to do it before I came here. So let me tell you about it. It might make a lot of you feel a little more comfortable. Sit down and be quiet, please. One of the things I used to do, I used to be a therapist. And the kind of therapy that I did had to do with reincarnation and past life situations. And every time anybody had the experience of going into a past life, I was fortunate enough through Father to be able to let them experience it all the way through their death, so to speak. And everybody was so happy when they made that step to the other side.
When you step, there's no other thing you can do but step that way. It's the only way to step. That choice is not ours now. It's out of our hands.
Would you have a body that's been crippled? Suddenly, you have the kind of body that you want.
A little rest.
It feels good. You've never felt so good, family, I tell you. You've never felt so good is how that feels.
And I do hope that those attorneys will stay where they belong and don't come up here. What is it? Hard. It's hard only at first. Only at first is it hard. It's hard only at first. Living, you're looking at death. It only looks to, living is much, much more difficult. Raising up every morning and not knowing what's going to be the night's bringing. It's much more difficult. It's much more difficult.
I just want to say something to everyone that I see that is standing around and crying. This is nothing to cry about. This is something we could all rejoice about. We could be happy about this. They always told us that we could cry when we're coming into this world. But when we're living and we're living peaceful, I think we could be happy about this. I was just thinking about Jim Jones. He just has suffered. We are the only God, and he don't even have a chance to enjoy his death here. And I want to say one more thing. This is one thing I want to say. That few that's gone, there's many more here. That's not all of us. That's not all yet. That's just a few that have got a chance to get to the one that they could put on his bed to his lives to. So I'm looking at so many people crying. I wish he would not cry and just thank Father. Just thank him.
He was the only one that stood up for me when I needed him. And thank you, Dad. I'm glad you're my brothers and sisters. I'm glad to be here. Okay.
Please, for God's sake, let's get on with it. We've lived as no other people have lived and loved. We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it. To have to watch you every day die slowly, and from the time you were child to the time you get gray, you're dying. Dishonest, and I'm sure that they'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. This is a revolutionary suicide. This is not a self-destructive suicide. So they'll pay for this. They brought this upon us, and they'll pay for that. I leave that destiny to them. She wants to go with her child, has a right to go with her child. I think it's humane. I want to see you go, though. They can take me and do with me whatever they want to do. I want to see you go. I don't want to see you go through this hell no more. No more, no more, no more. We're trying. If everybody will relax. The best thing you do to relax, and you will have no problem. You'll have no problem with this thing if you just relax.
It's taken here a great deal because of Jim Jones. And the way the children are laying there now, I'd rather see them laid like that than to see them have to die like the Jews did, which was pitiful anyhow. And I'd just like to thank Dad for giving us life and also death. And I appreciate the fact the way our children are going. Because, like Brad said, when they come in, what they're going to do to our children, they're going to massacre our children. And also, the ones that they take captured, they're going to just let them grow up and be dummies like they want them to be. And not grow up to be officials like the one and only Jim Jones. So I'd like to thank Dad for the opportunity to letting Jonestown be not what it could be, but what Jonestown is. Thank you, Dad.
It's not to be feared. It is not to be feared. It's a friend. It's a friend. And you're sitting there. Show your love for one another. Let's get calm. Look, we have nothing we can do. We can't separate ourselves from our own people. For 20 years laying in some old rotten nursing home. Taking us through all these anguish years. They took us and put us in chains, and that's nothing. There's no comparison to that, to this. They robbed us of our land, and they've taken us and driven us, and we tried to find ourselves. We tried to find a new beginning, but it's too late. You can't separate yourself from your brother and your sister. No way I'm going to do it. I refuse. I don't know who fired the shot. I don't know who killed the congressman. But as far as I'm concerned, I killed him. You understand what I'm saying? I killed him. He had no business coming. I told him not to come. Lay down your life with dignity. Don't lay down with tears and agony. The stepping to death is like Max said, it's just stepping over into another plane. Don't be this way. Stop this hysterics. This is not the way for people who are socialists and communists to die. No way for us to die. We must die with some dignity. We must die with some dignity. Soon we'll have no choice. Now we have some choice. You think they're going to allow this to be done and allow us to get by with this? Must be insane. But children, it's just something to put to the rest. Oh, God. Mother, please. Mother, please. Please, please. Don't do this. Don't do this.
down your life with your child, but don't do this. See, at last. Keep your emotions down. Keep your emotions down. Children, it will not hurt if you be quiet. If you be quiet. It's never been done before, you say. It's been done by every tribe in history. Every tribe facing annihilation. All the Indians of the Amazon are doing it right now. They refuse to bring any babies into the world. They kill every child that comes into the world because they don't want to live in this kind of a world. So be patient. Be patient. Death is... I tell you, I don't care how many screams you hear. I don't care how many anguish cries. Death is a million times preferable to 10 more days of this life. If you knew what was ahead of you, if you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad that he's stepping over tonight. Death is common to people. And the Eskimos, they take death in their stride. Let's be dignified. If you'll quit telling them they're dying, if you adults would stop some of this nonsense, adults, I call on you to stop this nonsense. I call on you to quit exciting your children when all they're doing is going to quiet rest. I call on you to stop this now, if you have any respect at all. Are we black, proud, and socialist, or what are we? Now stop this nonsense. Don't carry this on anymore. You're exciting your children. No sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over. Hurry, my children, hurry. All I say, does not fall into the hands of the enemy. Hurry, my children. Hurry. The seniors out here that I'm concerned about, hurry. I don't want to leave my seniors to this mess. Quickly. Annoying. No more pain, Al. No more pain, I said, Al. No more pain. Jim Cobb is laying on the airfield bed at this moment. Remember, Oliver woman said she'd come over and kill me if her son wouldn't stop her. These are people, the peddlers of hate. All we're doing is laying down our life. We're not letting them take our life. We're laying down our lives. We're taking their lives. We just want peace.
All I'd like to say is that my so-called parents are filled with so much hate.
Stop it,
and treachery. I think you people out here should think about how your relatives were and be glad about that the children are being laid to rest. And all I'd like to say is I thank Dad for making me strong to stand with it all and make me ready for it.
All it is, taking a drink to take you to go to sleep. That's what death is, sleep. Whatever, I'm tired of it all.
Loving thing you should have ever done, the most loving thing all of us could have done, and it's been a pleasure walking with all of you in this revolutionary struggle. No other way I was ever going to give my life for socialism, communism, and I thank Dad very, very much.
That Dad's love and mercy and goodness and kindness and bring us to this land of freedom, his mother was the advance guard to socialism. And his love and his mercy should go on forever, onto the fields of
time. Where's the vat? Where's the vat with the green sea?
Go on forever, onto the fields of time. And thank you, Dad.
The vat with the green sea in, please. Bring it here so the adults can begin. If you don't fail to follow my advice, you'll be sorry.
You'll be sorry.
That we do it and that they do it. Us trust you, but you have to step across. We used to sing this world's not our home, but it sure isn't. We were saying, it sure wasn't. He doesn't want to tell him. All he's doing, if they will tell him, is sure these children, and some people assure these children of the relaxation of stepping over to the next plane. They set an example for others. We set 1,000 people who say we don't like the way the world is. Take our life from us. We laid it down. We got tired.
an infinite suicide. We committed an act of revolutionary suicide protesting the conditions of an inhumane world.
Thank you.